does it set you in mind of perhaps other situations? Does North Korea come to mind?
I can't, on the latter part of it, another interviewer said, well, isn't this timely because of neo-Nazis? And I'm really writing about a situation where America was at war, some 75, not America, but the Allies were at war some 75 years ago. I really didn't write it with, the Nazis would have been a whole lot closer to putting the bomb together had it been for this one man. Kurt Hakkelud and my character Nordstrom, literally one man stood in the way of it and made the difference. The truth is that the Nazis had control originally of most of the great physicist minds of the 1930s. Unfortunately, they booted a lot of them out, the Jews, to the United States, which gave a boost to our Manhattan Project, and frankly, if they hadn't done that, they probably would have been ahead of us.
That's interesting, and I've heard a lot about Operation Paperclip after the war, which allowed us to get many of their top people,
right.
and led to the development not only of various missile projects that we had, but really to the creation of NASA.
Right, and they still had Heisenberg was their number one physicist, and he had a famous meeting, a clandestine meeting with Niels Bohr, who was sort of the preeminent physicist in the world then, and what he said to Bohr, which was that they felt that they could come up with this decisive weapon within a year, concerned him to such a degree that he got word through the underground to British intelligence. And that was why they sort of mounted these raids, because of the sense that the Nazis were ahead of the Allies in their own work on the bomb.
We're speaking with Andrew Gross. He is the author of The Saboteur. What do you think it is about history and looking back on it, whether in a fictional or non-fictional sense, that fascinates us much? Is it the fact that really, if this had gone one way or another, the world would be shaped entirely differently?
Yes. I mean, I think you've just sort of hit on a lot of it, is that, what I try to do is choose these moments where individuals frame the outcome, and a lot of people, sort of humble, insignificant individuals who have to rise to characters of extreme heroism that made the difference between the outcome going one way or another. I guess famously there's a line by Hawthorne, not exactly a famous thriller writer, and but unless you think that the Scarlet A maybe stood for action as opposed to adultery, but a phrase that he said, which I've always sort of liked, is that heroes need a heroic world in which to be heroic themselves. And I think in that sense history defines these moments in history give us the platform for people to rise and act heroically, and that's what interests me as a novelist.
Well, you see, now you got my mind churning. I can foresee the next book, co-authored by Andrew Gross, by Nathaniel Hawthorne, A is for Action.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of thriller writers, by the way, if anyone paid attention, who have their best years after they're dead. A lot of them are struggling. So maybe it's time for Hawthorne to start writing commercial suspense novels.
There you go. You're the man who can help him do it. Andrew Gross, the author of The Saboteur, a fascinating thriller. Check it out, please. And thanks for being on Now's Things.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
All the best.
Bye.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. The media tells us how bad things are because of Trump's rhetoric. Do you think so? In 2004, I was exiting a President Bush rally. By happenstance, there were several classes of elementary school-aged children. Their teachers and a few parents were walking out with me. We were met by protesters screaming outrageous vulgarities. Their signs read the same. In 2006, I was walking beside a Republican float passing out candy. A mother instructed her three young children, "Don't you take any candy from those folks," I can't say that word. I could go on with examples I've seen from the years of volunteerism, but let me just offer you one final one. At a town hall gathering this week, I watched a crowd of leftists rudely hissing at an 8-year-old Girl Scout, an award recipient, when she expressed excitement for a coming trip to the White House and a chance to meet the President of the United States. So I ask you, is President Trump's temperament the problem? Obviously not. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level